This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Front Row and a Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Heng. In this part of the world, the batik is formal wear, so love me, love my batik. But the title of an exhibition that will begin on Sunday, February 28th, is Love Me in My Batik, Modern Batik Art from Malaysia and Beyond. It will be held at the Ilham Gallery of Ilham Tower on Jalan Binjai. And with me this afternoon are two curators of the exhibition, Rahel Joseph and Simon Soon. Welcome.
Yeah. Hello. Thank you.
So, hi.
Okay, this is not about batik wear, this exhibition.
No, not at all. Mm-hmm. It's actually looking at batik painting as a modern fine art tradition in Malaysia from the 1950s to present day.
Which came first? Batik as printed stuff that we all are familiar with, as in cloth, and sometimes I think also batik patterns. Mm-hmm. Which came first, the art form or the craft?
Definitely the craft came first. It started a sort of a craft tradition that uses a dye and wax resist method to create the pattern on the fabric. So it's a specific method of sort of achieving a fabric design on textile. However, it's not accurate to say that batik with narratives element in it did not begin prior to the 20th century. In fact, in Indonesia, there were sort of batik cloths with specific sort of narrative elements. However, it was in the early 20th century that the Dutch artists, influenced by Art Nouveau, who were trying to sort of challenge the fine art traditions of modern Europe, that started looking at the craft traditions in the East. And they started sort of producing sort of like batik painting per se.
So this art form, or this form of creating floral works on fabric, is an art form from this side of the world.
This side of the world.
And practiced just in Southeast Asia?
The term batik itself is Javanese. It's very specifically Javanese. However, the process itself of applying dye and resist technique onto fabric actually spans the whole of Asia. So you find it in West Africa, China,
India,
all the way to
everywhere.
India.
So it's hard to actually say that this type of textile originated from one particular place. There are sort of very, very early examples of what we term as batik, or what we know as batik, from China, for example, or in India, or in Africa. And some of these traditions have sort of come up independently. Of course, a lot of things have happened through trade and exchange. But I think a lot of experts now feel that this sort of techniques have come independently in the different parts of the world.
For this exhibition, you being the curators, what is the story that you want us to see?
Primarily, the exhibition is focused on what is called batik painting. And this is a very unique term that was developed in the 1950s. This describes a set of practice and a process in which the batik medium, or the batik process, has been transformed into a fine art medium through a system of colonial patronage, and subsequently sort of like taken up and supported by the community of Anglophiles in Malaya, and subsequently Malaysia, and then the Malaysian state.
You mentioned that in Indonesia, it was the Dutch artist who, you know, who gave this prominence?
No, the Dutch artists in Holland who sort of looked to Indonesia because that was their colonial outpost, who then adopted batik as a means to challenge their own fine art tradition.
What did the colonial masters have? What did they do?
You know, during the time in the 1950s, it was a time when this idea of forming a culture for this multicultural Malaya, you know, and batik painting was seen as an art form that kind of married this indigenous kind of textile tradition with these kind of Western kind of techniques, mm-hmm. that a lot of the work also depicted daily life of people in this new nation.
Prior to the war, Malaya wasn't ruled as a single political unit, right? You know, you have the Straits Settlement, and then you have the independent sort of Malay states, the federated Malay states and the unfederated Malay states and stuff like that. But there were sort of concerted effort after the war to sort of like bring all these disparate sort of political systems together to form a single Malayan political unit, which started off as Malayan Union, which then got rejected. And subsequently, they went for a looser sort of federation system, the Federated Malay State.
Looking at the exhibition, we see the story of the art form developing, or we see the art form developing on account of the kind of support that it was getting?
I think it's both. Mm-hmm. It's really both. I think what's interesting about this exhibition is that there's so many intersecting stories and narratives. You know, it's hard to kind of pin it down to one story. I think if you want to talk about how batik painting was transformed into this modern art form, really look have to talk about Chua Tien Teng, who is considered the father of batik painting. And he came to Malaya from China as an immigrant. And I think like a lot of Chinese artists from that particular period, they came to this country and they wanted to capture something of this new land, I mean, this new home. And they wanted to capture some of the kind of vibrancy or some of the very different colours and traditions into their art. And I think that's what Tien Teng did. And he started experimenting with batik.
So he came without any knowledge of this art form.
No. Yes.
And he learned it while he was here.
A really interesting story is that the birth of modern batik painting in Malaya happened by accident. Actually, Tien Teng, what he did was, right after the war, he was trying to start a batik manufacturing business with a cousin of his. Unfortunately, the business wasn't very successful. So as a result, he was left with so much batik-making materials that he didn't know what to do with it. As a trained artist, left with so much of this material, what do you do with it? Of course, you try to sort of use it and sort of play with it. Unfortunately, as he was trying to sort of show these sort of batik paintings that he have made amongst the sort of Chinese artistic community in Penang back in the early 50s, it wasn't well received.
He was in Penang?
Yeah, he was based in Penang. It wasn't well received at all. They didn't think this was art. But through the support of the Anglophile community, particularly this librarian by the name of Patricia Lim, who got him to stage his first solo exhibition at the Penang Library in 1955, suddenly he was sort of exposed to this other sort of world in which many of the sort of British expatriates were suddenly enamoured by the new potential that batik sort of offers as a medium to encapsulate this Malayan, new Malayan cultural sort of consciousness and form.
How many of his works do you have at this exhibition?
With about 8 or 9.
Yeah.
In total, how many exhibits do you have?
About 70, 80
and
paintings.
They are not just from Malaysia?
Primarily from Malaysia, but we also have works from Indonesia, some contemporary artists from Indonesia who are using batik as a medium.
Who are some of these Malaysian batik artists that you are exhibiting?
Well, of course, Chua Tien Teng, and also members of his family, his sons and grandsons, who are also
carrying on this tradition.
Yeah,
as a fine art medium.
And then, of course, we have artists from succeeding generations like Khalil Ibrahim, of course,
Fatim Aceh,
Temo Leong,
Ismail Mat Hussein. You know, some of those artists are really part of the batik art canon in Malaysia.
And then we also have contemporary artists like Yi Yi Lan and Liu Kung Yu, whose works are also hanging in the same space as Tien Teng, which is really interesting.
Beyond allowing the public to go in and just see the exhibitions, are there ways for us to become better educated? Are you holding talks and curatorial walkthroughs?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we are a public art space. Public programs and education is an important part of what we do. So we have a whole series of talks. I mean, you can go on our website, ilhamgallery.com. We have a whole range of programs. I mean, obviously, curatorial walkthroughs, guided tours in the gallery that's held every week. We are also doing programs for schools as well. In fact, we have little walkthroughs for kids as young as 3 years old. So from 3 to 80, yeah. You
but
can
also,
come.
Yeah. Accessibility is also factored into the exhibition design. So we have a batik timeline. We have sort of info sheets and documentaries, sections within the gallery that sort of gives you a bit of idea of what this medium is about and how the chronology of batik as a fine art tradition in Malaysia from the period in which it really picked up in the 60s to the 90s, where it sort of like suffered some form of decline.
We're having a public talk this Sunday on February 28th at 3 p.m. and you get a chance to hear from the Indonesian artist Bambang Toko Wicaksono and the Singaporean photographer Samantha Teo, and from Indonesia, who will be speaking about their works.
As art forms, what is its status now?
I think people, sometimes when you hear batik art, they think of it as quite old-fashioned and quite sort of kitsch, and, you know, which is exactly what I think Ilan and Kung Yu have actually played with in their works. It's this very idea that they explore in the contemporary works they've produced. But I think we really hope that when people come and see this exhibition, that they'll change their mind, because
many of the works are very sort of fresh, and it's not just sort of, the subject matter is not just idyllic kampung scene and busty women folk, things like that. That's, you know, the stock images of sort of the Malayan past, for example. You have depictions of tin miner, you have very sort of like very interesting sort of other subjects such as abstraction using batik. What else is there?
Actually, it allows itself to abstraction quite easily.
You know, it's a very gestural sort of like medium as well.
I mean, their works, I think, from like the 60s, which quite honestly look like they could have been produced just a year ago. It has a very contemporary feel to it.
Love Me in My Batik, Modern Batik Art from Malaysia and Beyond, starts this Sunday, February 28th, and will run through June 15th at the Ilham Gallery in Ilham Tower on Jalan Binjai, just across from the Ampang Park LRT station. Gallery hours are Tuesday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m, Sunday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m, closed on Mondays and public holidays. Thank you both for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.